Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to share in a segment today in God's News Behind the News, what is happening in the Middle East. We like to share and talk about these things because this gives us an opportunity to not just know what's going on, but to be engaged and to do something about what's going on. You know, right, you got to know what to do with the news that you hear. Otherwise, all you're hearing is just gloom and doom. Mm-hmm. And so we like to just, you know, bring a biblical perspective to what's happening. And oftentimes you hear a lot of things in particular going on in the Middle East. And after a while, if you're just not careful, you're just like blah, 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 and you can tune yourself out,
right,
not knowing, oh, they're about to take Israel out. And that's what the enemy does, just tries to cloud you with so much noise and bring you with so much distraction. It'll keep dripping and dripping on you so that you begin to tune it out. And before you know it, you're done. Mm-hmm. You're bait. And so it's for us to stay alert, to be on point, to be on the front lines, and to tune our ears to what God is saying, you know, to tune other voices out so you can really hear what God's saying. But what's happening right now is that the Syrian civil war has been going on for some time now. President Assad Bashir is still in power. They've lost 100,000 plus people in this civil war. I mean, this bloodshed has just been horrific. Christians have been persecuted. I mean, this is really, really bad. And in fact, Israel has set up hospitals on their border. If you know where Syria is positioned, if you're looking at a map, Syria is basically on top of the north of Israel. Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe they share the Golan Heights. I mean, from the Golan Heights, you can look right into Syria. And I mean, this is really serious business. And Israel set up a hospital on that border to actually help refugees and people that have been caught in the crossfire. A lot of those folks have fled to many, many nations. Mm-hmm. I believe Turkey said they can't even take any more people in anymore. I mean, they've taken millions and millions of refugees that are just racing out of this country. But right now, CBN is reporting that Syria's civil war is no longer being contained in the country of Syria, but now it's actually spilling outside of their borders, and it's spilling into Turkey, and it's spilling into Israel. Now, we're looking at some serious conflict now. Israel has enough to deal with its own, but now when you have a civil war that's spreading into your country, catch a clue. We have some serious issues. I want you to listen to CBN as they update us and share with us what's happening in the Middle East. Listen up.
Syria's civil war is expanding. Good evening. I'm Mark Martin. When the Syrian uprising turned into a civil war in 2011, most of the trouble stayed inside Syria's borders. But that's changing. The conflict has now spread beyond the borders into Turkey, Lebanon, and Israel. Chris Mitchell has tonight's top story from Jerusalem.
This week, more than 3 years after Syria's civil war broke out, armored personnel carriers rushed to prevent fighting between supporters and opponents of Syrian President Bashar Assad. But not in Syria, in Beirut, Lebanon, a sign the war has spread well beyond Syria's borders. Here's another sign. Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan at an election rally last Sunday. He's praising the Turkish Air Force for shooting down a Syrian plane after it violated Turkey's airspace.
If you violate our border, our slap will be hard. Therefore, I congratulate first our Chief of General Staff and our pilots.
Also last week, Israeli warplanes struck Syrian military post in the Golan Heights after a roadside bombing wounded four Israeli soldiers. It was some of the worst fighting on Israel's border with Syria in decades.
Israel doesn't want a war with Syria, and the Netanyahu government has tried to steer clear of the conflict between Assad and his opposition. But the conflict is expanding anyway.
I think we can already consider now that the Israel-Syria border is back, is a conflict border once again. And what we're going to see, I think, as in common with Israel's other conflict borders, for example, vis-a-vis the Hamas statelet in Gaza, is that we will have periodic rounds of violence in which the Hezbollah or the Assad regime or whoever it is, or perhaps in other sectors of the border, the Sunni jihadis on the rebel side, will try to redress the balance against Israel.
Muslim rebel groups, some backed by al-Qaeda, are gaining ground near the Turkish border. Here they enter a deserted Armenian Christian town. They shout, "Victory from Allah! We shall soon conquer." A short time later, they gain their first foothold on the shores of the Mediterranean. Israel has been treating Syrians injured in fighting. In February, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited a field hospital and met with some of the Syrian wounded. He also pointed to Iran as Assad's chief sponsor in the widening war.
Who's supplying these bombs? Who's supplying these weapons? Iran. Who's giving the instructions? Iran. Who's giving the backing for this butchery? Iran. That's the bad. Here's the good. It's right near.
Middle East analyst Jonathan Speier warns an Assad victory in Syria is a victory for Iran.
This would be an immense victory for the Iranians and therefore an immense defeat for the U.S. interest, which sees, or at least ought to see, I'm not quite sure if the U.S. does right now see it this way, but ought to see the Iran-led regional bloc as the most potent and powerful challenge to Western interest and Western allies in the Middle East.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Wow, that's so interesting. I mean, listen, you miss a day, you miss a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about here is this Syrian civil war now is just spread now. It's jumped outside of their borders, and it's now infiltrated in Turkey and Israel. And what makes this, you know, a concern, besides 170,000 missiles that are aimed at Israel right now, is the fact that now this is the worst conflict that Israel and Syria have had on that border, the worst, you know, tension that they've had in decades, and that's in the north.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, they're dealing with, you know, what's happening in Gaza in the south with Hamas. That's continually shooting rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting that you have Hamas doing what they do in the south. You have the Syrian conflict that's spilling over into Israel in the north.
Right.
And there's a connector there. It's Iran. Iran is the one that's supporting, mm-hmm. you know, Assad, the president of Syria, and Iran mm-hmm. is supporting Hamas. Listen, it's time to add Israel. We want to encourage you today. Add Israel to your prayer list. Be one that's faithful to stand with Israel and not only pray for their safety, but listen, we need to pray for the salvation of the Jews. We need to pray that they receive Yeshua as their Lord and Savior, and support organizations, VFN TV, you know, KUFI, other organizations, Christians United for Israel, that are willing to boldly stand with Israel. I'm telling you, I mean, right now, you know, we have an administration that doesn't seem to be so favorable towards Israel, but I believe that in the coming days, and just watch,
mm-hmm.
that many is not going to be popular. I mean, it's not popular now, but it's going to be like, are you serious? You're going to have to be bold to stand with Israel. Stand up now. Stand up now. Don't wait. Don't wait to be confronted. Be one to say, hey, I am going to wear my American Israeli flag pin, and don't be shamed, because Israel needs all the friends that she can get. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about Romans 15:27 that says they were pleased to do it. And indeed, they owe it to them, for if the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, you know, the Bible, we have mm-hmm. Jesus, so mm-hmm. many of, you know, our roots are Jewish.
Right.
Father Abraham, you know, our roots are Jewish, and we've been grafted in. Grafted in means we weren't in, you know, we were brought in, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we owe it to the Jewish people to stand with them in prayer and to financially support wherever we can. I know that we participated in helping even at one time getting a bomb shelter over
that's
to
right.
Israel.
Yeah, we sure did.
And that's amazing, you know, so not only give of your time in prayer, but give financially. And because God wants to bless you, he says he'll bless those who stand and pray for Israel. And Psalms 122 says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They that love thee shall prosper. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will say now, peace be within thee for the sake of the house of our Lord, our God, and I will seek thy good. King James Version. Let me tell you, we love Israel. We love the apple of God's eye. And we believe for an outpouring to occur in Israel, where just from the north, from the south, from the east. Listen, it's a small country. God will outpour his spirit in Israel, and the Jews will come to receive Jesus as their Messiah. These are some exciting and exciting days. Be a part of it.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.